Our subject for today's broadcast, Call to be Saints. And our text of Scripture is taken out of Romans chapter 1 and verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, call to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in verse 1, the Apostle Paul says that he has been called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. And in this verse, 7th verse, he is saying that all are called to be saints of God. The saints is not some super spiritual person. Let me repeat that. The saint is not some super spiritual person. All Christians are saints. The word means one who has been set apart, consecrated, sacred. And in the New Testament, those who were true Christians were all called saints. Now, if you read in your Bible, you'll find beginning with the book of Deuteronomy on through the book of Revelation, you'll find the word saint. Now, Paul, speaking of Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. So a separate people redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they are indeed saints. A short quote from Zondervan's Pictorial Encyclopedia says, a New Testament believer belonging exclusively to God. The saints are the church, the people called out of the world to be God's own people. Now, the Roman Catholic Church's belief in saints, I'll quote from Pope Pius XII, there is good reason why the cult of the saints in heaven is valued by Christian people. That is, so that they may employ their help and that they may be raised up by protection of those in whose praise we delight. And from this, it may be easy to understand why the Holy Liturgy offers us many formulas of prayers in which it involves the assistance of the saints in heaven. For canonization, the process is proof of miracles performed by the possible saint after his death. And I am assuming that they mean by that, in praying to that saint, they have seen miracles performed. Saints can be venerated anywhere, and I'm quoting now, saints can be venerated anywhere and prayed to publicly. Must be dead for 4 or 5 years and must prove miracles. At least 2 have to be performed. Now, the Pope can make an exception as to how long they must be dead. Saints in heaven, saints in heaven do not know what is going on earth. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach us that we should pray to the saints. And Mary cannot persuade Jesus to do something that we cannot do. Mary doesn't know what's going on here on this earth any more than other saints of God in heaven. We are to pray to God, not in some saint's name, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, I will do it. So a saint of God is one who has been redeemed, separated from the world, and are living a righteous and a godly life in this present world. Now, saints should live in a manner worthy of their calling. And I want you to look with me in the book of Ephesians, beginning with chapter 4, as to just what is required of saints of God and how the saints are to live in a manner worthy of their calling. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. In verse 3 of 4, Ephesians 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And so saints of God are to be unified together and are to keep the unity of the Spirit. Now we are to walk in truth. And I want to quote here for a number of verses of Scripture, beginning with verse 17 of Ephesians 4. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feelings, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now I'm reading from Ephesians 4 in regard to how saints of God are to live. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to them that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may manifest grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are called in one hope of your calling. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And then we go to chapter 5 of Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Dropping down to verse 8 of chapter 5, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved that are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is the light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Reading from verse 15 through 17 of chapter 5. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is. Now, if we'll turn over to the book of Colossians, we will also find some things there that we are to avoid and live the kind of way that we are to live. In chapter 1 and verse 9 of Colossians, for this cause we also, since the day that we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God does have a will for every one. And here Paul is saying to the Colossians that from the day he heard of their faith, and he was praying for them that they would be filled with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. So we read in the 10th verse, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now our behavior should properly reflect the one whose name we bear. Saints are to fully please Him by being fruitful in the knowledge of God. And we become knowledgeable of God and God's way by the reading and studying of the Word of God. And in verse 11, we are told that we are to be strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. And then in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Yes, the kingdom of God is a present reality. And Paul speaks of our being translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. He has provided redemption and forgiveness of sins through His Son and through the blood of Christ, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. There is no higher calling than to be called to be a saint of God in the family of God. And there is no greater reward than to obtain eternal life in the world to come, and that is by being saved, being redeemed, being a saint of God, and living in obedience to the Word of God. Paul to the saints at Ephesus said, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." That's Ephesians 1 and 18. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. And that's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. It is through the grace of God that we can be saints of God, set apart for his service. Yet, as saints, we must walk in a manner worthy of our calling. We must make our calling an election sure. We must watch and pray that we not enter into temptation, but that we resist the devil steadfast in the faith and overcome him. The Apostle Paul was not only called to be a saint, but also an apostle. Yet he said, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. The Apostle Paul was not one of those who believed once saved, always saved. He believed that it was possible to lose the grace of God out of your heart. Therefore, we are to watch and pray that we not enter into temptation. Let us be faithful to the end and receive that wonderful inheritance reserved in heaven for us. The Lord Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven, came into this world, died on that cross, rose again the third day to make it possible for us to have that wonderful inheritance which is reserved in heaven for all of God's children. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. Use the scriptures that I have given them to be a benefit and a blessing to them in instructing them as to how we are to live. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We've given you a lot of scriptures today, but the Word of God is what we are to live by. And if our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Now our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can go to our webpage and read our monthly magazine or listen to a previous broadcast if you have missed any or would like to hear one over again. Also, we invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Sing the Lord's share.